Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everyone, this is teacher Monica, and today's lesson we are going to be looking at the phrasal verb cut back. So this is a very versatile and commonly used phrasal verb in the English language. It encompasses a range of meanings, primarily centered around reduction or decrease in quantity, size, or intensity. Its use can be found in various contexts, from everyday conversations to more formal and business-oriented discourse. So let's go ahead and take a look at its primary meanings and uses. The first one is reduction in size or quantity. So the most direct interpretation of cutback is to reduce something in size, amount, or number. And this is often used in financial and business contexts. For example, due to budget constraints, we need to cut back on our expenses. The next use can be for reducing intensity or frequency. And this is something that we'll often hear with like doctors or friends or family telling us or telling someone else that they might need to or they need to cut back on doing something or in a certain area of their life. So some doctors might tell someone maybe they're overweight or, you know, they need to exercise. They might say something like, you need to cut back on eating sugary foods, or you need to cut back on your caffeine consumption. So that's like a health and lifestyle change. And then the final meaning or use that is most common, it has to do with plants. So cutting back can refer to pruning or trimming plants in order to reduce their size or remove dead or overgrown bushes. And this actually helps the plant to maintain its health and even promote growth. So there are some nuances and related phrases. With gradual reduction, cutting back often implies a step-by-step reduction rather than like an immediate, intense, abrupt stop from doing something. It's more of like a measured, controlled approach. And then similar phrases to cut back are things like scale down, reduce, pare down, and trim. So with this phrasal verb, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the different contexts that it can be used in. So we did mention like business and economy, using cut back to relate to cutting costs, cutting back or reducing the amount of maybe workforce. So like if there's a company that has a lot of employees and now the market has gone down, they will need to cut back on how many employees they have, which means they will have to fire some people or let some people go. So in that sense, it's unfortunate. Their budget, their expenses, they will need to make a reduction in that. They will need to cut back on how much they are spending. And then another context is environmental. So there are, there's a big push for reducing or cutting back the carbon footprint or cutting back on waste, reducing waste, and maybe electricity. And then as we mentioned before too, or as I mentioned, personal finances. So if someone isn't making as much money or they realize they need to budget better, they can cut back on luxury expenses or they can cut back on going out to eat all the time. And then even like with psychology, so this can be like thoughts, even like negative thoughts. If someone recognizes that they have a lot of negative thoughts, they need to work on cutting back the regular negative thoughts and start introducing new behaviors or new patterns. And so one important thing about this phrasal verb is that it is transitive, meaning that it requires an object to complete its meaning. So if you guys have noticed, every time that we see the word cut back, it's usually on something. So cut back on eating bad food, or cut back on spending so much, or cut back the carbon footprint, right? So there's cutting back on something. It kind of goes with it. So you need something to go together with it. So cut back, as you guys have just, you know, heard, is a multifaceted phrasal verb with broad applications across many different areas in life. And it can mean to reduce or decrease across different contexts. So it makes it a very valuable expression for conveying the idea of lessening or diminishing something in a controlled and deliberate manner. So what I want you guys to do is try to think of maybe some areas in your own life where you feel that you need to start cutting back on something so that it brings about a positive response or a positive reaction or a positive result in your life. Where is an area that you can cut back on and maybe replace that with something positive or better? And the next thing is, in this podcast, I'm going to leave like a little comment section. If you guys are on Spotify, you can actually write in the comment section, and then I can read it and post it. And I want you guys to comment there. What are some things that maybe you feel that you need to cut back on? Or if there's nothing, then just make up a sentence of some in, you know, that a way that you guys can use this phrasal verb, cut back, and then write it in the comments. And I will be back with more lessons for you guys soon.